that they are creating. She was an education reporter for the LA Times for 6 years. In 2020, she was named the top education journalist in the nation by the Education Writers Association. I've been waiting to talk to her for a long time because she shares the same name and vocation as me. Her new book, do check it out. It's called Don't Wait, Three Girls Who Fought for Change and Won. This is Yes Presents Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm Sonali Kolhatkar, senior editor at Yes Media. You can find this program at yesmagazine.org, watch it on Free Speech TV, and listen to it on community and independent radio stations nationwide.
Tune in to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM and streaming on the web at kboo.fm.
New year, new KBOO. Thank you to everyone who contributed and supported KBOO during our Catalog of Connections year-end campaign. With the help of our community, we were able to reach our $75,000 goal and will be able to continue bringing you grassroots, independent community radio. If you didn't get a chance to contribute during our year-end campaign, you can still support KBOO by becoming a member today. Go to kboo.fm/give and join the team.
One, two, three, four.
Y'all ready for this?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Again, you're tuned to Hard Knock here on the Pacifica Network. We're going to pick up from our conversation yesterday, looking at the year in music 2024 with our panelists DJ D Sharp and Nastasia V.
You know, not every record can have the acapella.
Not every record can. I agree.
So, how have you seen any off the beaten path? Anything you want to add about I'm a Piano and Nastasia? Have you seen some other genres that we should be digging into?
Yeah, well, I'm a Piano is definitely, I would say, the biggest thing I've seen in the clubs in the Bay this year. One crew I've been really enjoying that plays it a lot is the Bus Down Collective. I don't know if you all know them, but it's Jug Mac and Darling Cool. And they do it really well. I definitely hear what you're saying about the remixes being forced sometimes, D-Sharp. But yeah, that's a party where, you know, like they're doing it right and people are really vibing out to that.
Yes, I think that's where your production skills come in. You know it as a producer. You know how to mix and match and do all that stuff. And I think people have been trying to learn production, because now that it's become a lot easier, you can go on Serato Studio and they made things. So it's like, but there's a, you know best, there's an actual science to these things.
No doubt.
And hopefully people are able to dig deep, which comes up to, you know, another thing I wanted to look at. We lost a lot of people this year. What stood out to me was, some landmark people, Quincy Jones,
yeah.
Frankie Beverly. You know, we lost Fat Man Scoop. We lost DJ Clark Kent. Those are a couple that just immediately come to mind. But there are a whole bunch of others. Anybody stood out for you, or Nastia, or D-Shark, that, you know, like, woo, that was a big hit?
Saphir, definitely.
Saphir. Yeah.
Saphir was big, yeah.
Yeah, such a unique MC who really had this jazz like cadence, really pioneer of that. So yeah,
rest in peace, man. Yeah, Saphir was one that hit home, man, because he has a really good relationship with Kev Choice. Me and Kev Choice like brothers, so it's like, and you know, we did a mixtape. I did one of Kev Choice's first mixtapes that he ever did, and Saphir is featured on there. It's a crazy record with Saphir and I forget this. Oh my God, we all know her, but it's a crazy record, and I've been trying to tell Kev he got to re-release it, but Saphir is just, if that was a big blow. I think, you know, for me, man, God's favorite DJ, man, like that hit home, bro. Like, you know, I've been in places where I've watched his brother DJ, I've watched interviews, and like, I've never met him, but I had a connection to him. So, you know, through hip hop, really.
Who is this that you're talking about?
Clark Kent.
Oh, Clark Kent. Yeah.
You know, his moniker was God's favorite DJ, you know, so like,
okay.
And I truly believe that, like, he went home to God, man. And, but he did so much for hip hop, and, you know, he has such a amazing legacy, you know, between Biggie and Jay-Z, and, you know, the whole Rockefeller, and like, just like, you know, having his stamp, like the turntablism, you know, like his story is amazing. And that's a big loss, man.
The other person we lost was Tito Jackson.
Wow, yeah.
That's right. You know, Quincy Jones is interesting. I found a thing I did with him, or a half where he was speaking, that was incredible. And hearing him talk about production and going into the ins and outs, I'll probably play it later this year. When he was doing Thriller and all that, you realize, like, wow, this was a master of masters. And some big losses, man. Big losses. I think a lot of times we focus on, you know, some of the salacious aspects of some of these folks, you know, because they're all colorful people. And then you forget, like, oh, you know, Tito Jackson was good with the blues.
He was good with the blues. He kept his guitar with him.
Yeah. And, you know, and hearing Quincy talk about production, you know, is like a master's class that we all need to really get at and maybe dig deeper. As we wrap things up, you know, there were two big things that overarched in the year. One was the Drake and the Drake battle, along with Kendrick Lamar.
Yep.
And a lot of layers and a lot of levels to it. That's one. The other thing that I think popped up this year that was overarching, obviously, was the downfall of Diddy. And with Diddy going out, and implications for all these folks that came out of that 90s era who are being attached to him, is something that, you know, we may want to look at and see how that unfolds. Beyonce, big year in country and then being snubbed, and Taylor Swift, whether you like it or not, $1 billion tour that sold out everywhere and with the name on people's mouths. I, like a lot of people, it's like, I'm too cool for her. Yeah, well, I'm at a lot of parties where she gets played a lot and people request. So that I found in the world.
Wait, hold on. Stop.
Yeah.
What parties are you at where you're playing Taylor Swift?
Weddings, corporate parties.
Okay.
What kind of places? Yeah.
I play a lot of corporate stuff.
Yeah. And a lot of people like her, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
You should know from doing the Warriors.
Well, I mean, I don't play Taylor Swift. I've never played a Taylor Swift record at a Warrior game.
She got that song that she does with Paul Wall. You know, she got the club hits that she has, which is...
She got some big hits. She got some big hits.
So yeah. I'm just saying, like, in a lot of, you know, people say, like I said before, I don't like that. And then when you play it, you see them like, oh, I thought you did know the words.
Oh, that's the life of a DJ right there. Yeah. That's our life right there.
Yeah, so I see all that all the time and pop her on at most parties. Even at some of the parties you see me at, I played her. Where, you know, where people been like, I like this. And then they're like, that's her? Because she got a funk remix of stuff, you know?
What?
Yes, yes. So, you know, what is this? Let me see that title. Hold on a second. I'm going to look it up.
Maybe she's an I'm a Piano remix.
She probably has one.
And I'm sure there's one out there. I am so sure that there's one out there.
Oh, it is. Wait, it's bothering me now. Because it is Lavender Haze. Lavender Haze got all kind of remixes, and I'm sure she has an I'm a Piano on that. But Lavender Haze has a house remix that I've seen people play, and I've played, and she got a funky club mix, as well as the Cruel Summer one with you know, that has...
Oh, yeah, Cruel Summer's a big record. I may have played that at the arena, to be honest.
Thank you. Thank you. Y'all trying to make me feel like, what are you doing? Nah, man, come clean, as they say, as J. Rue would say. So those are some of the things that I've seen. Let's get some last thoughts on any of the stuff I mentioned. The Drake, Kendrick beef. How did that resonate with you this year, Nastia?
Yeah, well, one thing I will say about Kendrick's epic run is that he took the whole West Coast with him. That actually is probably what stood out to me the most. Like, between having E-40 narrate his big Juneteenth pop-out concert in LA, and then also just having the Turf Dancers and his Squabble Up video, I mean, we all know about the debates about the Bay versus LA and, you know, the Bay feeling like our influence gets taken but not credited, or that we're overshadowed by LA. I really liked how he created this dynamic where he respects the whole West Coast and takes everybody with him and allows everyone to enjoy. So that was a huge highlight for me.
Right. How did you see it, D-Sharp?
I agree 100%. And to her point about the, you know, the Bay Area and people still in our culture, I think the Bay needs to get off that and embrace that. Like, I'm tired of it, actually. I'm tired of cats. This man ain't got to do that. He don't have to do that. He don't have to come here and grab the Turf Dancers. He don't have, because then it's like, if he didn't do that, then it would be like, oh, he didn't come grab us. Like, he can't win, you know. To me, it sucks that there are people in our culture that don't understand the magnitude of what this brother is doing, not only for the West Coast, but for the Bay and for just putting us on the map. You know what I mean? But I will say hats off to him, because I was thinking about it this morning and I was like, did this dude just Ja Rule Drake?
Psst, I see dead people.
Put it on that beat.
Aye. Mustard on the beat, Debo, any rap. He a freak, though, man down. Call her Amber Lambs, tell him breathe, bro. Nella new to the cross, he walk around like Tizo. What's up with these jabroni air? Trying to see Compton, the industry can hate me. Marlon, they mama, how many ops she really got? I mean, it's too many options. I'm finna pass on this body, I'm John Stockton. Beat your not the Bible if God watching. Sometimes you gotta pop out and show. Certified boogie man, I'm the one that up to score with him. Walk him down whole time, I know he got some on him. Pull on him, extort, bully the floor on him. Say Drake, I hear you like I'm young. You better not ever go to cell block one. To any that talk to him and they in love, just make sure you hide your little sister from him. They tell me Chubb's the only one that get your hand-me-downs and party at the party playing with his nose now. And Baka got a weird case, why is he around? Certified lover boy, certified pedophiles. Wop, 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 that f*** him up. Wop, 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 wop. I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a... Ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord, and it's probably A minor. They not like us. 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 You think the Bay gon' let you disrespect Pop? I think that Oakland show gon' be your last stop. They cold foul. I don't know why you still pretending. What is the owl? Bird, Lucas, and Bird.
go. The audience not dumb. Shape the stories how you want. Hey Drake, they're not slow. Rabbit hole is still deep. I can go further, I promise. Ain't there some B-rest that's for bitching? You Malibu most wanted. Ain't no law boy, you ball boy. Fish Gatorade or something. Since 2009, I had this jumping. You could get a wedgie. Be flipped over your boxes. Or over your foe. The other option. Better straighten they posture. Got famous all up in content. Might write this with a doctor. Tell a pop star quit hiding. A caption won't action. No accident. I'm hands on. He around, get polished. Don't Wayne grow like he was in jail, that's conniving. Then get his face tatted like a bitch apologizing. I'm glad D Rose came home, y'all didn't deserve him neither. From Alondra down to Central, better not speak on Serena.
I was listening this morning and the Drake song came on. And I was like, Drake is still an amazing artist, you cannot deny that. And I started thinking about like concerts and like, you know, him performing. Like, he's got all of that, but like, is it over for him in terms of like creating new music? And like, cause everything he dropped after the battle were duds. Nothing stuck. Nothing. So it's like, you know, did he Ja Rule this dude?
I don't think he Ja Rule. I still play Kendrick right after Drake. And as I said, you go to other parts of the country. You know, I mean, Kendrick is big, but it ain't that big. You know, right. It isn't as big as we think. Let's put it this way. His show sold out crazy over here, but and the tickets are like crazy expensive. It ain't crazy expensive in other places.
He sold out two nights in Toronto for that tour. Yeah,
but I'm just saying, of course, there's, you know, I'm not taking away anything. I'm just saying there's room for both in the global scale of things.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
And I think it doesn't have to be a one and done. It's like, he had, I think, an incredible moment that opened up debates, lyricism versus commercialism and all these different things. But at the end of the day, you know, ain't nobody running up and saying, take off, you know, don't play that Drake song.
Not happening. Yeah, that's bad.
You know, and I don't think you can take away the fact that, you know, some people say, well, he was stealing. I don't think he was stealing anything in terms of... you know, when he had Afro beat artists on his thing, I think he was one of those bridges. Like, some of the first times you heard some of these people was because they were on a Drake song. And which would have been more reflective of his Toronto sound, because that's where you find that population. So, you know, he bought that sound, we embraced it. And then because you have a type of nativism that shows up, like, this is mine and nobody else's. Get the hell out of here. It's all of ours, you know, and just do it better if somebody else did what you like. You know, it's how I feel. As, you know, when we talk about the L.A. versus Bay, it's like, you got cousins in L.A. Everybody came from Louisiana and Mississippi.
Facts.
It's going to funk was the DNA of both places. So if somebody got a sound that jumps off one time, there's years and years of history where you can go, well, there was a sound that you borrowed from us, or vice versa. So I don't that trend of this is mine and nobody else's, I think, has been detrimental. And it manifests itself with people going, oh, Puerto Ricans had nothing to do with hip hop, you know, like, what? Where'd that come from? You know, or you can't do Afrobeats because it's from Nigeria and blah, blah, blah. No, this music is worldwide. We're all people of the drum, we're people of the sun, and we love rhythm and enjoy all of it.
Yes, sir.
So as I leave out, I'll start off with you, D-Sharp. Two or three albums or songs you want people to really check for.
Once again, at Leon Thomas Mutt. Check it out. You know, what else, man? What else was I digging? I was digging the Freddie Gibbs record. Mm. I mean, GNX goes without saying. But then, you know, I got to tell people, you know, you got to go check out a record I put out last year that was for Grammy consideration with ST Spitten. Me and him did a record called Risk and Reward. It's out now.
I think with this album, like, we really taking it there to, like, we're making some hip hop.
That's amazing.
We sampling, we digging, I'm chopping samples, you know what Absolutely. I mean? We're making a record for the Bay Area, but also we're looking at it on a worldwide level, you know?
That's amazing. This was smooth, sharp. It's all about the risk and rewards. Good and the bad, what we lost, what we had, and the hits we record. Yeah. Lifestyles of the hood, rich and the poor. Wanna put my foot in, but I gotta get to the door. Get to the door for the risk and rewards. For the risk and rewards. It's all about the risk and rewards.
Let me speak
risk
on it,
though. Yeah. Inner city anthems, based off inner city tantrums. We be taking penitentiary chances. Labels pay advances, some artists not advancing. Put them in the background, turning them into dancers. Never let your confidence waver, that's not the answer. Cause dwelling in the negative really causes you cancer. Like a hamster, rappers running the wheel, taking the chances. Sign up a label, feeling like you a freelancer. You know the obstacles, working with smart cats profitable. But nerds ain't knowing what ain't marketable. You got the sauce and you when all the game was taught to you. In the position of power, you made it possible. True, but let me explode. No cap like a dress code. Expired rappers mad at the fresh flow. The best note in my bag like a shopping expo. You hear the sickness in my speech like I got a strep throat. They tell me I'm getting better, really life is the best coach. This music is addictive, really I got the best dope, the best hope. Praying for some more and I got less rope. Have to pull myself up a lot, it's working my chest.
It's all about the risk and rewards.
Good and the bad, what we lost, what we had, and the hits we record. Lifestyles of the hood, rich and the poor. Wanna put my foot in, but I gotta get to the door.
Get to the door
for the risk and rewards.
For the risk and rewards.
It's all about the risk and rewards.
Risk and rewards.
We dropped it in March. Keeping it rolling with 24. He just actually dropped a project last night, so go check that out too. He doing his thing on that. Also, I want to tell people to check out my guy Ian Kelly. Yeah. I'm working with him right now. We're about to drop. That's the next project I'm going to be dropping. Me and him dropping a project, and then I want to tell people to go check out a rapper from Oakland, by way of New Orleans, Pussy.
Okay.
I am a big Pussy. Pussy got records. He has a nice following on Even, where people are going and supporting him and just buying his music. You might not find a lot of the better stuff on the streaming platforms, but please go check out Pussy. Like, he is a phenomenal rapper, a great spirit, and he's doing some great things. So,
okay, appreciate that. Who do you have, Nastia?
So we've mentioned our friend Kev Choice a few times, so I want to shout out his EP, All My Love. It's a really project. Yeah, he's not only a talented MC but also a classically trained pianist, and so he really merges his different styles that he's so well versed in on this record. And we talked about the maturation of hip hop. You know, he talks about his journey through different relationships he's had in life. The lyrics are really on point. There's a track with some heavy amapiano influence too. So that's a great project.
I co-produced a couple of those songs, actually.
Oh, awesome. Okay,
I didn't know that. Yeah, one or two, yeah.
We also talked about regional rap being more of a factor. So on that note, an album I really enjoyed was Glorilla's Glorious. I love Memphis rap. And yeah, that's something I've seen just going crazy in the clubs as well, too. So
crazy. She had a big year. We didn't mention her. Yep.
No, fell out with them, we ain't never making up. Back for everything I ever lost, I'm on the mission. We turned the whole house into a booth, we in the kitchen. Let her cook. Woo. Big Low come to frying.
Hey,
let her cook.
Okay.
Too much cake, I bow.
Oh God.
Let her cook. All this sauce, I'm trying.
Woo.
Let me cook. Big Low come through, shut down, I'm bringing. Run up on it that you want, I'm swinging balls out. If them ain't bad as glow, then put them out. Got my ankles on your shoulder, hurt them toes out. Let's get it. Then got a little fatter, now these little matter.
Okay.
Head done got a little better, I don't even think that matter. Talking like she gang, she don't really want no M.
And shout out to Boy Dang, he's from the band, he's her A&R.
Yeah,
oh,
okay. I know that, okay. That's awesome. Yeah, let's see. Another rapper I want to get on people's radar that's based in San Jose, originally from Detroit, is Sammy Shiblack. His last name is spelled S-H-I-B-L-A-Q. He's Palestinian, and so he has this album, The Project of Liberation, where he just talks about what's going on in Gaza and the West Bank, and he has some songs that just really slap and get you really fired up, and then he has some really reflective, more melodic tracks as well. Really talented MC, so everyone give him a listen.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. How do we find you, Nastia?
I'm on Instagram at Nana Nastia, and you can follow all my work at KQED Arts and Culture.
Okay, and T-Sharp, how do we get a hold of you?
I'm on IG, X, Twitter, everything, at DJ T-Sharp. Yeah, and you will find me just like that.
One last question for you, D. You're at the arena, Warriors are playing. You need a song that's going to get 17, 18,000 people just, you know, like, damn, what are you playing? What's the song that does that for you?
It's so many, bro. I can't pinpoint just one because it's different moods. It could be a E-40 record. It could be Tell Me When to Go, but it could also be like Dynamite by what's the guy's name?
I know you're talking about.
Yeah, it could be a Pitbull record. It could be a Metallica record. It depends, but all of those work in those moments. You know what I mean? Like just energy.
Real talk.
And that's energy. What I tell people all the time who ask me to play their records at the arena. It's like I need energy. I don't need. Anything below 100 BPMs is not it. Like, we need energy. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know.
So you can't be, like, giving you a cerebral record like, you know, I was down the street and you see me. No, dude. We need to be amped.
we need to turn up. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah.
We're going to take a break on Hard Knock Radio. We'll be right back.
Hard Knock. Turn the speakers in your car up. Program, turn in for the real talk, don't stop. EMN at it again, Sandman, Daddy Man, Chris, Juwan, Kim, innovation, stimulating ill conversation. Anything else, just imitation, simulation. Step into the zone, the Bay Area zone. Hard Knock Radio, let's go. Big shout out, Anita and Davey D.
Yeah, right, feel me. Yeah.
Honing down at Hard Knock Radio. Kind of crazy though. Oakland, stand up.
Yeah.
Stand up.
Ensemble, Big Night Wolves.
Yeah.
Kansas City.
Yeah. Help you. Yeah. Come on, check out.
Why every novice think they hard knock when they ain't going all in and ain't paid the cost or the fee? Ain't nothing made, they beats trying to eat, get it any from the steel grave, beats, they bleed. Maybe they'll say.
Talk Radio.
You and I rocking with the best in the West.
West Coast. Monday through Friday.
Sing it, Chris.
East Coast.
We got a chance to talk to Nasia and talk to DJ D Sharp, but we couldn't do our end of the year roundup in music without talking to our favorite DJ. Award winning, she's the Don of Dontresses or Donesses. We call her Lady Ryan. Lady Ryan, welcome to the show. How you doing? And, you know, this is a tradition. We were sitting there, it's like, we can't do our roundup without Lady Ryan. And I say that humbly because, you know, not only are you prolific in your DJing, meaning that you're all over the place, but you have a keen sense for music, and a lot of the things that you have brought to brought up in the past have come to bear. So welcome to the show. And I'm going to ask you what I asked everybody else. This past year, what stood out for you in terms of musical trends? You know, where did it seem to go? A couple of years ago, we were talking about the rise of Afrobeats and I'm a Piano last year and even this year. And a couple of years ago, it was everybody was into the 90s. You know, how have you seen things?
Good question. I think we're still somewhat on the same trajectory. I'm still hearing a lot of samples from the 90s and a lot of music that's coming out right now. Folks that are in the clubs are still wanting to hear 2000s music.
What would constitute that? 50 Cent?
Yin Yang Twins, kind of like Sierra. Those early 2000s songs, I think folks were in maybe high school or something, and now they're grown-ups.
Do they call them 2000s or do they say the 90s? Because I find that people kind of blur the lines between those two.
They do blur the lines. And I right. think sometimes when they say they want 90s, they mean 2000s.
We did a party up at SF State a few years ago, if you recall, and they said 90s, 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 90s. And we played 90s and they was like, you know, Yin Yang Twins. It's like, you mean 2000, so that's so they're still on that thing. Okay.
So true.
Right. For you, have there been any particular artists that have stood out?
Yeah, so Dochi's, we gotta big up Dochi, of course. Really glad to see her getting her shine. And I think that I'm refreshed and just glad to hear some dope lyricism in something that's, you know, pushed mainstream, because we don't get that a whole lot. And just like the depth of her work, as far as like she puts in little gems, kind of like how Kendrick does. You know, if you are a music nerd, maybe, you know, mm-hmm. you can pick up on these things, and that's always really fun to me.
Wake up, eight cup, get your in my makeup, face, get your bake up, fake blood, fake tough. Put your six up for the princess. Rates up, jigs up, put your d*** up. Get your d*** up, put your sticks up. They suck, that's tough, pay off. Get your rates up for the princess. But bullshit me, she freaking Dalai Lama, don't she cool it in a fan, but she get hotter than a sauna. Take a trip out of Japan and a tsunami. Wanna Donna, Benihana, I'm the new hip-hop Madonna. I'm the new hip-hop Madonna, I'm the trap Grace Jones. I don't know what type of crap they own. I'm like Carrie Bradshaw.
Rhapsody came out with a great album this year.
That album got overshadowed.
Exactly.
One for the money and one for the homies. I move with respect, I don't need nothing on me. The father may wait for me, feel just like Bronny. I got my little belly, my blessings, they on me. They rain and they rain, yeah, you see how I'm coming. Pop, 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 pop up, it sound like he drumming. I reach all my goals like my nephew be dumb. Back on the rim, riding on rim. Came in all black to that, I came back to back. Back to my ass to that, ripping off Cadillac. Feel like a Cadillac, nothing but classes. Never been average, never been off.
Who else has stood out for me?
I really liked Fantastic Negrito's album this year. He's, you know, representing out of the Bay Area, even though he's not, you know, born here, but he's been in the Bay for a long time. And I have a friend, Zali, that did the production on there, and it's a really good album. It's very heartfelt. It's personal. It's emotional. That was a standout album for me this year.
Is he in the blues genre?
He is in the blues genre, and it's, he's kind of a rock. He's kind of like rock and roll, blues, you know, a little touch of country. It's very black music. But I think it's hard for him to maybe, you know, get those awards in blues.
I hope somebody's loving you in the deepest ways. I hope somebody's loving you every night and day. 'Cause if ain't nobody loving you, I know this may sound about to strange, but I'd give it all.
So this is why I asked this. This year, Beyonce made her foray into country. And for some people, it was like, what is she doing? But I was telling the story earlier that when I was doing parties at certain places, and I did one party in Texas and big black college thing out here, And I told the story about dropping, you know, Kendrick's song, and folks weren't erupting. and you know, I'm looking around like, what's going on? And I played Too Short. It wasn't erupting.
Wow.
And then I was like, where y'all from? And it was like Texas, Alabama, and all that. And they wanted to hear King George and all this Southern soul stuff. As soon as I put it on, eruption, right?
Wow.
Wasn't like they didn't like these folks, but they have a whole other sound. And I bring this up because that sound is kind of bluesy, kind of country. You know, you could see Negrito's music into it. You could see Beyonce's country album into that. But that seems to be a flavor. And I didn't know if that was coming across your, you know, across your palate when you're doing, you know, songs like Biker Shuffle. There's like a whole genre of these groups. So, you know, that's why I was asking if that was showing up for you.
It's not really. I mean, I did one or two gigs that required country music this year, and I think that's because the trend, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a little surprising that we don't have that as so much here in California in the Bay, because there are a lot of people from the South here. I'm surprised that we don't have that much crossover, but the trend is still in the undercurrent. You know, folks like to line dance. You know, line dancing brings folks together. It's a unity thing. And I do hear some folks from the South that are here wondering why we don't in the Bay do as much line dancing and things. I hear them complaining about it. So,
like Tamia, if you're down South, you got to play Tamia.
You
got to play Willie Clayton. You got to play Biker Shuffle. Mm-hmm. King George is huge. So those were,
and
those
also Shaboozy. Have you heard of Shaboozy?
Shaboozy would be in that too. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So, did you play a lot of Shaboozy this year?
I did not play any Shaboozy this year. I am new to Shaboozy.
Wow.
I'm okay. Late. But have you heard Big Plug the X? Big no, X the Plug. You got to check him out.
That's why we have you on.
Yeah,
that's
you got to check him out. Let me make sure I'm saying his name right. He's from Texas. This is rap, though. This is rap music, but he has all these, he has like this horn sound in his music that sounds really regal and royal. And it's kind of like maybe like a little bit slower tempo, but he's got this deep voice. It's some good down South rap. You got to check it out.
Hey, yo, Aim.
Where we sit riding
swingers and put diamonds in our niggas. Pour drink inside my lemonade till it look like a Pepsi. See, I come from the D where we got checks and we be flexing. If you ain't from my state, then you should know don't text. Hey, we always strap, we keep our weapons. My mama from the A, she slowed it down for me at 7. Used to think Pimp C was a god before he went to heaven. I knew what pushing P was before Gunna even said it.
Yeah, the only song I have from him is Off the Porch.
Oh, yeah.
And Buddha Flow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you know.
I know him, but I didn't really know him like that. But now we're here.
I haven't
here.
Heard anybody asking for him. I like
We're going to have to check out for Big X the plug. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. I mentioned Beyonce. You know, country album this year. How was that for you in terms of just the presence? Because Beyonce is dominated and dominated. She you know, the Renaissance album was huge.
Yeah.
And this was a continuation of that. How do you see her presence outside of the, you know, with the country album or without it?
I think it's cool that she has expanded her genre, especially with her being from the South. It's always controversial, and that's a little unfortunate. I mean, I think that when you have big artists, there's always a question of whether or not there's authenticity in what they're doing. Even with the Renaissance album too, it's like, you know, folks will accuse her of pandering to LGBT community, and it's like, you know, is she just doing this to get a bag?
How do you figure that too is just pandering when that music is so big all the way across the board?
Yeah, and
I mean the fact that she has folks on that album that are LGBT that definitely would say this is like a foundation for us.
Yeah.
But I mean some of those songs and genres, you know, you can't do a party without going in that world.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, yeah.
It boosted house music for a lot of folks, which is mm-hmm. great because there's, you know, plenty of folks that want to hear that, but, you know, or we want to play it, but we can't. So that was a cool boost. And also just getting some recognition to some of those LGBTQ folks that have long deserved it. You know, big up to her for, you know, keeping that real and putting the folks on that deserve shine. You know, and same with the country album. You know, there's a lot of Black women country artists, you know, that she put on that particular album that got a lot of shine from her. So I think it's a good thing overall. You know, we
now
don't
you're
need
from
to
the,
be so.
You're from the South too. Did it relate to
I
you?
Am. I'm from Virginia, but we
is
didn't.
Virginia, is Virginia the South?
It is the South, and I challenge anyone to go there and see how it feels. I'm not talking about Northern Virginia, DMV.
You're not talking about Washington, D.C. You're talking about Richmond and beyond.
I ain't talking about up there. I hate that one. Oh, my. I'll be like, go there, visit, and then report back to me and tell me, is it the South?
No, I was in Richmond this summer. It's
yeah, that's where my family's from, too.
Yeah, it's definitely different than the rest of the state. it's the South, you know. It's the South, but I didn't know how you saw it. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mentioned I'm a Piano. How was that for you this year? Any groups stand out?
Yeah, it's still strong. I'm not even noticing some of the artists that weren't technically I'm a Piano artists are making sure to have that sound in their music now. I mean, DJ Toons is always the main, you know, the main artist to go to for that. All the remixes on, I usually dig on Bandcamp for those, you know, because, you know, for folks that are not into it, we can always throw a remix of a popular song, you know, that's blended with I'm a Piano to, you know, to get them on the wavelength. But, you know, it's really closer to house music. It's a little slower tempo. It's still going strong as far as I can tell. I've been getting into Gom music. I don't know if you've heard of Gom.
No.
Now, it's hard to pronounce. You know, forgive me if I'm pronouncing it wrong to any of my South African people, but it's spelled G-Q-U-O-M. And it's like a you know, a sound, boom. But it's got like really heavy bass. I have to figure out how to explain this to you, but I'm really wanting to kind of look farther into what is coming out of South Africa, because I believe they've already moved on from I'm a Piano.
I know, we're like, I'm a Piano, and they're like, we're on to Gome. Africa has been no joke with the music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they jumped into the house train a little bit late, but when they did, you know, they shifted. The thing said, yeah, Chicago's cool, but let me see what's going on down here in South Africa.
Right.
And then they came up with all these other sounds and styles, and they've been kind of in that driver's seat for a while. You know, like, you know, if there's a musical table, You better have a seat for South Africa.
Very true.
Otherwise, you're going to lose credibility. So Gome is the new thing.
Yeah, I don't know if it's catching or anything like that. It's been around for a while. I've been hearing of it for at least like maybe 5-7 years. I don't know if it'll catch, you know, mainstream, but just in general, I'm kind of wanting to keep my ear out for what other stuff is coming out musically out there, because they're setting the trends.
Okay. You know, speaking of which, what was popular and still continues to be is a lot of stuff coming out of the UK.
Oh, yeah.
So the Snow Allegras of the world.
Yes, R&B strong.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited that this is maybe a little bit off topic. I don't know. I don't think it is, but I'm really excited about this like 50s, 60s soul sound that's come back.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Sacred Souls, trying to remember all the groups. There's a bunch of them, but it was kind of like
Sharon Jones.
Oh, Sharon Jones. Yeah.
Yeah. May she rest in peace. And then it kind of, people been playing around with that. Raphael Sadiq kind of had a little bit of that sound, and then, and here we are. So that's good. It's going back to the essence.
Yeah, that's really exciting. Like, you know, you listen to the music and you think it's like something from, you know, our parents or our grandparents, you know, era, and it's brand spanking new. And there's, you know, artists from here in the U.S., but also a lot from the U.K. too. Their R&B, scene is still very strong and setting trends, I think, too, actually.
As we kind of wrap up, Fat Joe said the other day, he said this was the worst year for hip hop.
Wow.
And D1 came up and said this has been the best year. And he said it's been the best year because people are getting tired of seeing people who are in their 40s and now 50s running around doing songs where they're talking about, you know, gangster, like, you're a millionaire, why are you talking about all that? And he was like celebrating the downfall of the Diddy's and everybody else and saying now it leaves room for people who can really be authentic with the music and not be caught up in the matrix. So how have you seen things, you know, from the Drake versus Kendrick on down to this kind of challenging, like, yo, let's move on to some new subjects. And I don't know if it's always the artist's fault as much as it is the label. You know, you talked about pandering, and the pandering's always been, yeah, intelligence from black and brown folks is cool, but let's go with the degradation stuff. And so it's amazing to me when I do parties and some of the most ratchet stuff that is requested, most hardcore, is not from people who look like me and you.
Yep.
It'll be like, you want to hear what, man? I want all the ratchet stuff, man. You know, all the curses, the whole nine. I won't play. I'd be like, I don't play that, you know.
I agree. And I actually take issue with which I haven't really said this publicly, but I take issue with DJs who are not black that play the N-word. I personally don't want to hear it, and I play a lot of clean versions, and I'm definitely not, you know, playing a whole bunch of you know, Black music for folks that are not of our culture, you know, in that kind of way, you know, so they can feel like they're part of it, part of us. But yeah, I don't know. I take issue with that. And just to speak to your point, your question, I am glad that we're going to be moving on to some different topics. I haven't been wanting to listen to hip hop as much in these, you know, past years recently, because I love hip hop. I am hip hop. And it's a weird feeling inside to not gravitate towards it. And it's kind of like, you know, I kind of gave up on spoken word some years ago. I used to like to listen to spoken word and I kind of got over it. So I'm hoping that I'll come back to it. But yeah, I haven't really wanted to be digging around. And also, it's really hard to find clean versions. You know, I'm on KLW public radio and I want to play hip hop. And I'm like, it's a lot of work to try to, you know, create clean versions of songs I want to play. So, you know, I'm not as tapped in as I want to be. I'm, you know, still got my ear to the ground, but
no, I hear you on that. And I, you know, I'm with you. It's a rule of thumb. Like, if you want all the ratchet stuff, I'm not your person.
Yeah.
I'm not your person, and unapologetically so, I'm not going there. Especially, you know, when you're because it almost feels like it's a reverse type of pandering.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, you're a woman. Can you put on a bikini and show your body? You know,
yeah.
Hey, you're a Black guy. Can you, from Oakland, can you do that? No, I shall not. I will not, you know, go find somebody else. I'm not going to be that person.
Get somebody else to do it.
Yeah. Get somebody else to do it. You know, Lady Ryan, as we wrap up, as I said earlier, three albums, groups, or songs you want people to look out for.
Tall Black Guy came out with a 10th anniversary edition of 8 Miles to Monart. Shout out Detroit.
Damn, I didn't know you knew about Tall Black Guy.
Come on now. We digging.
Right. Okay, Tall Black Guy is that guy. His Prince wasn't his Prince rendition, but he'll take a popular artist and redo their songs.
Yeah, I think he did a whole Marvin Gaye one. Oh yeah, he's Marvin super Gaye. Talented.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's gonna be at Yoshi's coming up too, him and Zoe.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, he comes like a couple times a year. You should really catch that.
Okay.
It's
Tall Black Guy. Okay.
Yeah, Tall Black Guy. Michelle and Deggy Ocello did No More Water, The Gospel of James Baldwin.
Ooh, that's right. Yep.
Yeah, that's on Blue Note. That's a good one.
What did I do? What did I do? What did I do? To be so
Roy Hargrove had a posthumous album come out this year.
When did they find Roy Hargrove has passed, for people who don't know?
Right.
We just did a big thing with Robert Glasper. We were talking about that. You
really?
Know, so, yeah. Yeah. But so they, what did they find? Records from the vault?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's called Grand Tear on Verve Records. And I just miss him personally. Roy Hart. I was like, okay, that's on my list. But there was actually a lot of good music that came out this year. The band Krungbin, really love them. La Lom, the Los Angeles League of Musicians, is putting out some good stuff. Leon Bridges.
You know about Leon Bridges?
Yeah, I went to see him at the Greek.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. With Hermanos Gutierrez, another good group.
My wife's a big fan.
He's good.
Yeah, he's out of Texas.
Exactly. And his music is, you know, his references in his music are Black. I love it.
Yeah.
Telling
he's part of that Southern Soul type of bluesy revival,
And it's not sugarcoated or watered down. You know, he's keeping it real in the way he speaks about his life.
How do people find you, Lady Ryan?
Well, you can find me. My website is ladyryan.com, LadyRyan, on Instagram at DJ Lady Ryan, LadyRyan. I am on 91.7 FM KALW on Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. to midnight.
There you have it. And when you see that name, you know, be sure to go to a party and take off, get on your dancing shoes, because you're going to dance and be singing along. Sing along, Ryan.
Thank you so much. Thank you, David D. I appreciate you.
Ralph for now. Peace.
Hard Knock Radio. Rocking with Picasso.
What?
And Maya.
Who?
My last name is Susana. Yeah, yeah.
You're listening to KBOO Portland.
Hello, my name is TK Kapurai and I'm an immigrant from Zimbabwe.